when you believe something you can't see just because Jesus said it was so, wham, something happens. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And faith grabs that blessing and shovels it into action.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
When God puts a dream in your heart, He also provides the way to see it come to pass. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland explains how to release faith in God through your words to activate His supernatural blessing and power in your circumstances.
Okay, let's go back to Mark 11, verse 11. Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple, and when He had looked round about upon all things, and now the evening was come, He went out unto Bethany with the 12. Now, if you don't settle this, you can forget about the rest of this chapter.
Come on. Come on.
I'm going to tell you, like a flight instructor said on the first four-engine airplane I ever got typed in, and he stood up there, and he had this great big book, said Lockheed on the front of it, you know, and he's got this big old book, Billy, and he stood there, and he said, now, in all of these weeks of training that you're going to be here, if you hear anything, see anything in print or come out of anybody's mouth that's not in line with this book is right. And it was the aircraft flight manual, the Lockheed's operator's manual. And I looked over there at my partner, and I said this to Dwayne. We heard this again at Flight Safety. And I said, Dwayne, I wish preachers had that much sense. If I say anything, if you hear anything, read anything in print that is crosswise of this book, then this book is right and that isn't. But you don't take what you think it says or what somebody said it says. You're going to find out for yourself. And it takes reading the whole body of work, not just little snapshots here and there. Now, that's the reason I'm saying this about this. You notice He went into that temple, and what did it say? It says He looked round about on all things. He didn't just go storming into that temple. He said, I never go anywhere but what my Father tells me to go. I never say anything but what my Father says say or has already taught me. I don't do anything but what I first see my Father do it. He knew there was wrong things in that temple.
Come on.
Amen. He knew it by the Spirit. He knew what it was, but He didn't just go charging in there and go ripping things apart. No, He walked in there as much in the background as He could. He didn't want anybody really seeing Him in there. He never considered Himself to be the star of the show anyway. His Father and the Word of God is the star of the show. Always with Him. Ought to be with you and me. He walked in there and He looked around, took notice. What's He doing? He's not looking around judging these people. He's turned inward. He's listening to the Spirit of God. What's going on in here? Not what's on the surface. What's in the Spirit? You can see something you think is just vitally wrong. It may be the you that's wrong, and that's not. So you got to find out in your spirit what's wrong here. And what's right. He walked through there, and then notice what it says. When evening was come, He left town. He went to Bethany. He didn't hang around out there and brood over that thing. He went to Bethany. It was the next day before He came back. But boy, the next day when He came back, He knew what He was going to do. What do you suppose He did the night before? He spent the night in prayer. He walked in there and knew exactly what He was going to do. and I am completely and totally satisfied. He knew exactly by the Spirit what was about to happen with that fig tree, because these men needed to know the principles of faith. They were about to see a side of him they'd never seen before in that temple, and they needed to know where it was coming from, and they needed to know the power of God and how it operated, because they're fixing to need it. California people understand what fixing means? I say that to, you know, Texas people say it all the time. I forget about it. I'm fixing to do this, fixing to do that. Well, what does fixing mean? That means I'm about to commence to start. He was about to commence to start the clean house in there, brother. Amen. And when he did, I mean that split it. That split it.
Yes, it did.
His family wouldn't come to his meetings anymore.
That's all right.
They stood on the outside and said, send somebody in there and tell him his mom and his brothers won't talk to him. He wouldn't go outside. He said, who are my mother and my brothers? They're right here, people that do the will of my Father. The people that do the will of my Father have given birth to my ministry. He didn't go out there. You got to understand him pretty good to understand a man that won't go outside when his mama calling him.
That's right.
Well, in a lot of cases, mama taught it and we bought it. And if it was religion and God's talking to you about it, you don't have to be out of love about it. God ain't telling you to take a whip and clean out the temple.
No.
Or anything else. That's Jesus' job. Still is, by the way. But you need to walk in love and be in love.
Amen.
But that don't mean that that has to be where you go to church, what you do, what you say, just because that's the way you were brought up.
Amen.
What did I tell you? Find out for yourself. You get in the book. Your mama might have been right all the time. Get in the book. Your grandma knew things that you didn't know, but now you know things that maybe she didn't know. Get in the book. Stay there. Stay there. That's the key issue. So he walks out of there. Now notice this. On the morrow, when they left from Bethany, he was hungry. So now this is morning, right? Seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Jesus answered the tree. That tree said something. And if you know that the tree said something to him, now you know what formed his words that he spoke back. So, Billy, you and I know, both Billies, listen to me. We know from what Jesus said. We know what that tree said. That tree cursed itself when it said to Jesus, you ain't getting any food off of me, brother. The tree ought to kept its mouth shut. Trees can't talk, Brother Copeland. You have the devil talks for them. Natural things talk to you that way. Right? Your car will talk to you and say, we ain't gonna make it. Talk back and say, you're the car. I'm the owner. We will make it.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking to you by the authority of my heavenly Father. You talking to me by the authority and a bum generator and 150,000 miles on you. Now shut your mouth and listen to God. I'll remind you again. You are the car. I'm the owner. We gonna make it. Don't tell it. No man drive you again forever. No. Don't do that. That's not the end result you're after. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. Now, stay with me. Amen. You hear Creflo say it all the time. I'm working on something. Well, he learned that from me. Dear Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I love you, man. Amen. So, Now here it is, morning. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. He wasn't saying, well, you know, Brother Copeland, I really have a praise in my heart, but I just don't, I'm not very demonstrative.
You are if you get your heart full of the Word of God.
Amen.
You ain't got no praise in your heart. You got fear in your heart, praise in your head. You're afraid to have anybody hear you say it.
Come on,
you get it, all right. You get the praise in your heart, it will come out your mouth. Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak.
Praise in your heart.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, they came to Jerusalem. He went in there and took care of business inside that temple. When evening was come, he went out of the city. Now, what have we had? We've had approximately 12 hours, right? So put that in the margin of your Bible there. That's 12 hours. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the tree dried up from the roots. And Peter calling to remembrance. Well, you know, Peter's going to say something. I mean, if it's wrong, he's going to say something, man, and repent later. But had there been any physical evidence that that tree had been affected the night before, Peter would have called it to remembrance then. Wouldn't he?
Yep.
Huh? Sure he would. So they walked right by that tree that evening. Nobody said anything. Now, I know Jesus well enough because of what he's taught me over the last 40 years. I know him well enough, he didn't even look at that tree. As far as he's concerned, that tree is dead and gone. He didn't have to look over there and see, well, maybe in the morning. Nah, man. He done spoke and that ended that. He don't have to look or feel or taste, or hear to judge his faith. Now, what's going on here? The blessing of Abraham. You have to remember that. Yes. This is what he walked in all the time. I thought he walked by faith. Well, where you been? The faithful are blessed with faithful Abraham. Yes. Abraham believed God, it was accounted unto him for righteousness, and the blessing was released. The faith of Abraham activated the blessing of Abraham, and it still does. And that's what Jesus was using. He never counted himself or preached that he was the Son of God. He knew he was. But he ministered in this earth anointed with the blessing of Abraham and called himself the Son of Man. Anointed. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. What's that? The blessing of Abraham. Galatians 3:8. So now, he said, blessed. Remember what he said to Thomas? Thomas said, unless I can see the holes in his hands, unless I can put my hands in the hole in his side, I will. Man's will has taken over. Not his faith, his will. I will not believe. Now he could have said, I don't care whether I feel it or not. I know these brethren. I know they ain't going to lie to me. I will believe what they say and report. No. I don't care what they say. If I can't see it, I ain't going to believe it. So what did Jesus say? I mean, he walked in the room without opening the door, sat down and ate. And said, handle me, a spirit hath not flesh and bone, not blood, bone, as you see me have. His glorified body. There ain't no blood in there. His veins are full of the glory of God. It's a glorified, not a blood body, a glory body. Well, he has command in the entire spectrum of spirit, soul, and body. Amen. So he said, Thomas, give me your hand, brother. And duck it in there. He said, now, put your finger in that hole right there. You can see daylight through his hands. But stuff don't fall through the hole. Why? Because spirit is more firm than the flesh when it's glorified in manifestation. So he says, stick your finger in there. Thomas stuck his finger in that hole and stuck his hand in it. My God, my God, my God. Jesus said, Thomas, quit being faithless. You have believed. Now, and if you don't get nothing else today, this is bottom line of your lesson today. You have believed because you have seen. Remember now, Jesus Christ made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through him, or on all the rest of us through him. Are you with me now? You are the blessed. But the thing here is, I am blessed, but here's where the problem lies, is in the manifestation of the blessing. How does that work? How do you get there? That's what he's talking about right here, having faith in God. How do you get the manifestation of the blessing that heals the body? How do you get the manifestation of the... It's all listed over here in Deuteronomy 28, all of it. The healing, the deliverances, everything's listed over there. But how do you get it manifest in your life? You're walking around with it in you. How do you get it out? How do I receive what I need? How is God ever going to get any money to me when I ain't got a job anymore? Like I told you earlier, that's his problem, not yours. You're wasting your time on God's half. All good and perfect gifts come down from above. Heaven already has way more than you ever need, and our needs are met according to his riches in glory by the anointing of Jesus. That's the blessing of Abraham. Amen. By manifestation of the Holy Ghost. But it has to come down. There has to be a connection made to get it to you. Well, it's not a natural connection. It's a supernatural connection. Amen. Let me give you another, some other insight in here into this. The battleground's in your mind. Satan has to get to your mind. That's all he's got, brother. Jesus stripped him of everything else. But he'll con you. He'll con you into stuff, get you to thinking of some way or another. If you don't want the word of God, it says you'll just chase that rabbit till you die. That's the way he does. But when he starts pushing you, and you hear that little conversation that runs around in your mind all the time. Well, you ain't gonna get it this time. It might not work this time. What are they gonna think about you? And then just drift off out into something else. Well, you know, you never know what God's gonna do. And there you go, talking to yourself all the time, day in, day out, telling yourself a bunch of lies because the devil told you that. Don't blame it on him, blame it on yourself. You're never gonna change anything till you take responsibility.
Come on.
The Bible says, cast that imagination down, bring every thought into captivity. That thing you have talking to you in your mind.
Come on.
That's where your job lies. And the only way you're going to do it is put the word in your mouth. You're going to have to answer that thing with the word. You have to answer it with the word. Answer the tree with the word. Answer the sickness with the word. Answer the job loss with the word. Answer the bills with the word. Answer the income tax with the word. You answer it all with the word. You put the words of Jesus in your mouth and you keep it there.
Amen.
Now listen to what he said. I'm going to get you through this. Thomas, quit being faithless. You have believed because you have seen. Are you ready for it? Blessed. Blessed. I can't help but shout it. Oh, if I get louder, I would. Blessed are they who have believed and not seen. When you you believe the word, when you act on the word, I don't care what you feel, what you see, what you smell. It has nothing to do with anything but the natural, carnal, fleshly man. But when you believe something you can't see just because Jesus said it was so, wham, something happens. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And faith grabs that blessing and shovels it into action.
Glory.
I don't care what it's for. That's the way you got born again. The righteousness which is of faith speaketh not on this wise. Who will bring Christ down from above? Who will bring Christ up from the dead? No, the righteousness of faith says the word is nigh me, even in my mouth and in my heart. And when I say it, a man that will confess Jesus is Lord and believe he's been raised from the dead, he shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, and with the mouth confession is made unto. Two. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. We ain't hoping and praying no more. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope is the dream built out of God's promises. I'm telling you, faith released motivates that blessing and molds it into that dream till it comes back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Airborne Records presents Strand of Pearls.
And that's part of what this album is about too, is just the getting set free by the joy of the Lord.
I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul.
The first album really ministered peace. It was really peaceful and kind of more flowing. And the second album just really seemed to minister joy.
Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
It's fun. We have a good time and we laugh, and it's just a time of bonding and a time of just being a family, and it's just cool to see God, you know, do his thing.
Rock of ages, clap for me.
There's something happens when you listen to music and it's like your guard goes down. You can be tapping your foot to something, or really in the back of your mind singing the words to something. We can be the light to those people who don't know. And that's our job.
Light is you being a light in your land, whatever the land is. You can be a light in your land when you follow Christ, when you be in the light as he is in the light.
Light in the Land by Strand of Pearls. Order this new release from Strand of Pearls entitled Light in the Land for $14.98. This CD is packed with praise music that is sure to lift your spirit and draw you into a closer relationship with the Father. Call using our toll-free number, 800-600-7395. For a product discount and faster processing, order through our website at kcm.org. Enjoy the fresh and lively sounds of Strand of Pearls and discover God in a more personal way.
You saw that spot a while ago of my daughter and my four granddaughters, the Strand of Pearls. On their new CD, there's Light in the Land, or just Light in the Land. 13 bluegrass hymns. Now, I said this to you the other day, but I mean it. My favorite is, take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground. I really do like that song. And these girls, I have to tell you, I'd be telling you this if I didn't even know who they were, because the anointing of God is on this. And standing on the promises, the joy of the Lord. You just really need to get a hold of this. Use it when you pray and listen to the lyrics and just let it bless you. So do whatever it needs to get a hold of this in the name of Jesus. It will help you. As I said in today's message,
We are not led by what we see, like Thomas was, or we're not led by what we feel. We walk by faith and not by sight. The blessing is activated when you believe without seeing. You believe what the Word says in your heart and without demanding any kind of physical evidence to confirm it. Now, Jesus said about that situation, that very same situation, He said, I've not seen such faith, no, not in all of Israel. And that's when the man said, you don't have to come to my house. I'm a man of authority and I understand authority. I tell one go and he goes, one come and he comes. You speak the word only and my man will be healed. Jesus said, the Bible said Jesus marveled at his faith. There's another place in the book of Mark. It said he marveled at their unbelief. No, I don't want him marveling at my unbelief. I want him marveling at my faith. And that's faith in the written word. Praise God. All this week, we've been bringing you messages from West Coast Believers Convention, which lets you know you don't want to miss next year's homecoming convention right here in Fort Worth. Praise God. Go to kcm.org. You'll be blessed. Get all the full message. We had to just take pieces out of it because of editing down for television, you know. So get it all there. Today starts Prayer Mountain Conference in Branson, Missouri. Billy Brim's great meeting over there, the 29th of November the 2nd. Be there. We'll see you then. This is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org to purchase this broadcast on DVD or CD or to order a copy of today's product online. There you'll find a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you grow in your walk with the Lord. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Hello, My Name is God, live, a meeting with Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons on November 20th and 21st. Join them at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center in Atlanta, Georgia. The Copeland Family Meeting in Orlando, Florida is December 3rd through 5th. Join George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons for a time of ministry at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. A regional partner meeting with Steve and Kelly Swisher on February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
If you're just reading to read or you just read in church, you won't get to the car in the parking lot till if somebody asks you what that pastor preached, you don't even know.